mere person of a very sheltered past life. I have not witnessed sin. I have not sinned. I don't sin at all, because we've all sinned. But the more deeply we have sinned, this is one reason God allows some people to sin deeply. So they then, when they are converted, will be more effective in helping other sinners. Now we have a series of numbers. What are some of the benefits? And we believe God wants us to derive and bless the person just because he or she has sinned. What are the providential benefits? You're dealing with mystery. Sin is a mystery. Why does God allow people to sin? And then we will number these. Number one, why does God allow people to sin? To give them a chance to grow in humility. Hear it. And don't forget, there is nothing more humiliating than the remembrance of my past sins. That is a law of the spiritual life. God knows how naturally proud we are. And as we know, the angels had only one chance to be tested. And many, the fathers of the church tell us that as many angels sinned and became devils, as there will be human beings from the dawn of human history till the end of the world, that God created the human race to, well, replace, make up for the angels who sinned. We don't comprehend this, sisters, but we believe it. First, divine providential reason for allowing us to sin is to grow in humility. And notice we said grow in humility by the recollection of past sins. That is why we make at least a once daily examination of conscience. To grow in humility. Second reason why in God's providence He allows sin. God allows sin so we might grow in prayer. Why do people pray? Because they need help. Why do I need help? Because I have sinned. By and large, past sinners tend to be more eloquent and fervent in prayer than those who have sinned less. Of course, thank God there are exceptions. But the more we have sinned, the more we know we have to pray and keep praying. And keep praying. I tell people, when you cannot fall asleep at night, don't waste your time dreaming. Start praying. And that's why we have temptations to sin. The Lord says, well, it's about time. I thought you'd never wake up to prayer. And we're in trouble when we're tempted. Lord, help me. And the Lord says, it's about time. Third reason why God allows us to sin, to grow in self-distrust. Sisters, there's one person on earth that we trust the most, ourselves. We grow in self-distrust. Having sinned, I have no illusions about my own strength. I'm a big, maybe big and husky in body. I can lift 100 pounds as though it was, 10 ounces. But having sinned, I know how weak my will is. Once you're burnt, sisters, you don't want to be burnt again. So, sin allows us in God's providence to go in self-distrust, which means you are to go in the trust of whom? In the trust of God. Lord, you know me, and thanks for teaching me. I am weak. Help me. Fourth, what is the providential purpose of sin? It is to grow in prudence. Prudence, as you know, is a virtue of the mind. It is that virtue of the mind which anticipates how and why I should do something. Sisters, prudence is a virtue of the how and the why. It is not enough to say, want to do something. It is not enough to know what I should do. You better also know how and why we should do it. And that's the virtue. The virtue of prudence is a virtue of the how and the why. What does sin do? Teaches us prudence. Many people have sinned because they were simply imprudent, dumb, stupid. Meaning what? Meaning they took chances. And sisters, that is not the third person plural. They took chances. That's first person plural. We took chances. We read books we should never have read. We've talked to people we should never have talked to. We went to places we should never have gone to. Our curiosity, then we found out. Then we found out, all right. And we sinned. Once a person has sinned, especially along certain lines, that person should know, for me, maybe others,